Now in chapter 62, we get more details concerning the millennial joys of restored Israel and the earth in that day. Now, you have here the yearning of the Messiah for these anticipated joys. And it is something that also ought to be in the heart of the believer. There is a grave danger of us today as believers looking for the coming of Christ to take us out of the world, to use it as an escape mechanism. People get into real difficulty, and they then want the Lord to come. I remember that when I was in seminary, maybe I've told you this, but we had a Canadian, and he was a great fellow, and we liked to kid him. He didn't have much sense of humor, but we enjoyed kidding him. And so he would come out at night after we had dinner, evening meal, and he'd look up, and he said, "Oh, if the Lord would only come." And that was only the nights we had Hebrew the next day, and it was hard. And he wanted the Lord to come that night. What he really meant was that he didn't want to study Hebrew, and he wanted the Lord to come. Now, when he graduated, he got his degree one day, and the next day, a beautiful girl came down from Canada, and they were married. And I never shall forget the night before graduation. He came out and looked up, and he said, "Oh, I hope the Lord doesn't come now for a few more days." Yes, that's right. That's the way a lot of us are. We say today we want him to come, but what we really is, we're on a hot seat down here, and we'd like to get off of it. And it ought not to be that. Now, will you notice the picture that's given to us here? We have the ambition of the Messiah for Israel in these first five verses. Then the anticipation of God's people for the millennium, and then the announcement of the Lord for that future day. We'll call attention to these divisions as we move through. Now, the first one, the ambition of the Messiah for Israel. "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth." Do you know the reason Jerusalem can't have peace today? It's because there is somebody sitting yonder at God's right hand that wants to rule in that city in righteousness, and he just can't wait. And I ought not to use that term when you speak of deity, but he's just ambitious. He wants righteousness to be in that city. And you can call it the holy city if you want to, but it's anything today but holy, but it's going to be someday. Now, the zeal of Jehovah of hosts is going to perform this, and man won't make the kingdom. United Nations won't do it, that's for sure now. That's obvious. I don't think we as a nation can do it. I don't think anyone can bring peace into the world but this one here. And so, only the zeal of the Lord of hosts. And therefore, even today, all of creation and all believers are groaning in their present state as they look toward the future. A great day's coming, friends. And we got a right to groan about it. Christian pilgrim today, aren't you weary of this earthly journey? And do you desire the fellowship of the Father's house? That's a question for us today.